Happy New Year. Welcome to the first episode of 2022. This episode, we're talking about discipline.
The Happiness Hustle.
We teased this a little bit last week in our end of the year episode, but discipline. I mentioned, as our listeners probably all know this by now, I work too much. I'm very disciplined with work. I'm able to get it done. I'm able to handle a higher workload maybe than is healthy for me. but I'm pretty disciplined in that area of my life. But there's a lot of other areas outside of work where I'm not very disciplined or as disciplined as I should be. And that's something that I'm actively working on. And something that I'm making kind of a big priority for this year. So we kind of wanted to dive into what it means to be disciplined and how that plays into the happiness hustle. And what we can do about it. So, Mike, what does it mean to be disciplined?
I think it means different things to different people. But since you're asking me, it covers so many things. Such a difficult question to open up with in the new year. I'll answer it by, like I was talking about my childhood a little bit, right? I think discipline was a very common and big theme growing up. You know, my parents are immigrants, and when they came to this country, you know, typical story, blah, 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 worked hard, all that stuff, right? But, getting to, like, the core of, like, why I'm bringing up this story that, you know, thousands of people have told before, it's that it's no joke, right? Like, when you're in a situation of you can't fail, like, everything is... Everything's escalated, you know. The fear of failing is not even there, right? Like noises and things like that become muffled and non-existent almost, right? So when it comes to discipline, right, it's something you feel in the air. It's something that you practice on a daily basis without even knowing what you're really practicing at a certain point, right? It discipline becomes a part of you. And discipline enables you to accomplish big things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's how I would define it in sort of a weird way to define it. But it's been a big part of my life. So let's open with that and see where it goes.
I think I would say it's, I guess, almost synonymous with diligence. This ability to like buckle down and do something because it needs to be done, or you've decided to do it, or you've made a commitment to do it, regardless of how you're feeling.
That's a good detail. That's exactly what I was thinking while you were kind of describing it.
I was like feeling it in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like that last sentence, especially, feelings don't matter when it comes to discipline.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and I don't want our listeners to get this wrong. Feelings do matter.
They don't matter.
But they shouldn't impact your ability to be disciplined about something.
Exactly, because feelings don't matter.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
So like with me and work, for example, it's like, you know what? It doesn't matter if it's stressful, it needs to get done. It doesn't matter if I didn't get enough sleep last night. It needs to get done. And I've been able to do that. There's, I'm sure, just like a host of things that I need to deal with in therapy or something for the reason I'm able to compartmentalize the way that I do. But I can do it. But there's a lot of other things, like kind of once I get out of that zone of hyper-disciplined work, where it's just like, I can just let loose and be like, you know, it doesn't matter what I eat. It doesn't matter if I'm taking care of my body by exercising. I'll deal with that later. Like, and I just shove things off and I'm not disciplined about them, even though those are things that I want for myself. you know, like I want to be someone who reads a lot of books, and I'm just like the worst at reading books. You know, I'd like to be fit. I'd like to be healthy and strong so that I can just do more things and feel better throughout the day and that kind of stuff. But it's just never been something that I'm diligent to do on a regular basis and make it a priority, I guess, really, in my mind. So I think for me, it's really starting with like a mindset shift and a commitment, and then some form of accountability to make sure that I follow through on what I'm saying I'm going to do. So, discipline. Yeah. How does this tie into the happiness hustle? So I think there's two components to the happiness hustle: happiness and hustling. The hustle part comes more naturally to me, but not to a lot of people. And I think that's, that's kind of a better example maybe to start with in terms of discipline. Being disciplined to put in the hard work to achieve your goals. We've talked about this on some recent episode that I don't remember right off the top of my head, but just this idea of kind of going the extra mile and putting in the work, working extra jobs maybe, or putting in some just like above the 40-hour work week or something in order to get a promotion. You know, there's lots of ways that can play out. But being disciplined to hustle when you need to hustle because you have some bigger goal that you've set for yourself, I think is kind of the first example that comes to mind. Does that resonate?
Resonates a lot. A lot, yeah. Kind of brings me to this question that comes up. Having briefly chatted about what discipline is, you might have some people wondering, why does it matter? Right?
Sure.
So what? You know? I can do all those things without what you mentioned. Because, like, so I have a sibling. I don't talk about, you know, this much, but I do have a sibling. And my sibling and I are a generation apart. Or three. We're a chunk apart. Yeah. We weren't burned. We weren't, you know, we grew up in slightly different times, right? So I grew up kind of like really being in the mix of everything, you know, while we immigrated to this country and kind of like being old enough to understand what's been going, you know, what goes on in the family and like what hardships we go through and stuff like that, right? So I was much more in tune with, you know, being disciplined, right? Doing the right things at the right time, not being overly emotional about it, just being as helpful as I can. Whereas my sibling grew up a bit more free from that, right? Being a youngest person in the family going through that, obviously, like, we tried to shield, you know, shield the youngins, right, from some of the hardships that you might experience, because there's no point to share those kind of hardships with, like, the baby, right? So you don't notice those differences until, you know, you've really grown up with each other, and now when we talk about kind of the similar events, it's very obvious that we see those events through very different lenses, right? So the reason why, you know, I'm thinking like, oh, you know, why does discipline matter? It's because that's a question that my sibling has asked me time and time again, like when we get into fights, arguments, disagreements. That's a very common thing that comes up, because for someone who might not have experienced hardship or some of the factors that lead up to, you know, why discipline is necessary, it becomes like this kind of like overbearing force to some people, I think, right? Like, if you've never been discipline in your life, right? Or you've never had discipline or practiced discipline or something, it might seem like overkill. But for someone who grew up with it, you know, being like a norm, I look at it as a very practical skill to have, right? Because like Ben said, sometimes, you know, when it's really late and you're tired and you need to get some work done, or you have conflicting priorities and things like that, or even as a family man, right? Like I'm sure you're put under many situations where you need to make quick decisions, hard decisions, and you need to get everything done, right? But that's where discipline comes in, really. You know, it teaches you that you have the ability to get through those hard times, right? It teaches you that, I guess, in moments where you want to give up and cry and whine or think about how negative things are, you can push past those emotions, right? And you can come out on top. You know, I think there's a lot more positives when you think about discipline, you know, for what it is and the benefits it brings, rather than looking at it as like this really negative force, you know, that people experience, I guess. Yeah. So just two really different ways of looking at it. If you were to ask me or my sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I think it can definitely have negative connotations. And I was thinking one maybe familiar example of discipline that comes to mind is the military. People who are in the military become very disciplined. It's mm-hmm. part of the training. But that can be very polarizing and have a negative impact on those people. Like, you know, you get out of the military and you kind of throw all that discipline away because it was maybe not taught to you in a constructive way or something. I think there's also kind of a tendency there, again, to push aside emotions completely rather than recognizing them, but setting them to the side in order to be disciplined. So that could go both ways. I mean, there's definitely people who that's been a very positive experience for, but also negative. So I'd like to reframe it in a positive light as something that's beneficial mm-hmm. when done correctly. So
yeah, there's definitely a balance. Like
mm-hmm.
Being disciplined doesn't have to be this practice of like eliminating all emotions and anything that's like positive and fun from your life. Being disciplined really is just quite a simple matter of knowing when things are too much or too little, right? It's, you know, in the happiness also, we talk about having a rhythm, having an ebb or flow. You know, when life hits, you know, we kind of ease back. When life is a little easier, then we push farther or whatever. Discipline doesn't necessarily take those kind of things into account, right? Doesn't take into account like how really you're feeling or something. It's really a matter of getting things done, right? So if you practice it like an active skill, you know, and you become disciplined, you know, you call upon the ability to become disciplined when you need it, you know, when you need to access it, I think that's a better way of thinking about it for a lot of people. Because like you said, there are people out there that, whether it's because they're just more drawn to a disciplined lifestyle or not, or they prefer to be devoid of emotion and, you know, caring and all that kind of stuff, like the more superfluous emotions from a disciplined standpoint, whatever the reason, when people are far too disciplined, they are seen as like being really cold-hearted and, you know, very rigid and, you know, unmoving and, you know, not mm-hmm. like potentially not a great person to be around, right? But we like to think of it as just a skill that you can access, right? When you need it, when you need it to be on your side, right?
Yeah.
Like I am a very disciplined person in certain aspects of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you meet me on those kind of like odds and ends, I'm not a very disciplined person at all, you know? Yeah. But, yeah.
I really like that, framing it as a skill. that you can learn and draw on. I think that's really good, rather than it being kind of this nebulous force or idea. It's a skill. It's a skill. And that's something that's, I mean, skills are things that we learn to help ourselves accomplish things.
It's more flexible that way too, right? Like the earlier example we were kind of hinting on is like a person from the military, and it's not just from the military. We're not saying the military is bad whatsoever, but let's say anyone from a more disciplined lifestyle or occupation or career or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you don't know when to let that discipline go, if you're so rigid, or you love it, you love it a lot, so you want to be disciplined in all aspects of your life, well, just be prepared to know that people, there might be people out there that aren't like that, right? And then it becomes just like, it's not just about disciplines, but it's like everything else in your life. Like if I really loved mustard, like the smell of mustard, the taste of mustard, and I put it on everything, well, there's a bunch of people out there that probably wouldn't eat my food, right? You know, like I would just not be popular at a potluck, right? Let's put it in a more comical sense, you know? So it's like that, right? So if you like discipline, you love it, you know, you learn it, you think of it more as a skill set that you can access at any time, right? You don't have to be disciplined in all aspects of your life. We're not telling you to be disciplined with your wife, with your children, with your friends, right? You don't need to treat warm things like cold things, right? It's just, it's a handy tool to have in your tool belt. And I think it's very important that people learn discipline, because first of all, you know, just personally, it annoys the crap out of me when someone can't be disciplined, even for like the shortest amount of time. It truly, truly like gets on my nerves, because I don't know if it's because I grew up being very disciplined in a lot of aspects of my life, but I think it's more just like I see the positives of it. And if someone can't practice it for even a minute, that just like, I don't know, it honestly lowers them in you know, I guess from my point of view, you know, like it's, no matter what it is, you should be able to absorb it in some way if it's a positive thing, right? Like,
sure.
So like, maybe I'm not explaining this very well, but.
Well, I've got like some examples come to mind that are maybe like really simplistic examples, but being able to pay attention to, you know, your teacher for
more than 10 minutes, like being disciplined in like the smallest of things, right? Like,
attention. There's some really small areas of your life that you can practice this in, and they're going to be fundamentally very helpful. Yeah.
Like don't giggle at a funeral. Right.
You know, being able to sit through a funeral or some kind of speech or event.
Fidgeting. Like,
I think another aspect of this that's really big is like keeping your promises.
That's a great one. Yeah.
So like you say you're gonna do something, you say, you're gonna meet a friend someplace at a certain time, like make sure that you're there at that time, because that's what you said you're going to do. And whatever that means, you know, stop playing video games 5 minutes earlier so that you can get out the door in time, or, you know, get the dishes done so that you can get out the door in time, or, you know, like be a person of your word. And that's, I think that's a big component of it as well. I mean, that's going to manifest itself in terms of benefiting your friendships and relationships. People are going to be able to trust you more, that kind of thing, because of that discipline.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, see, your examples make my explanation sound much more positive. it's going in a really dark direction there. But yeah, it's important. It's important to know how to practice discipline in the shortest moments, really, you know. It's like it only takes a moment for your reputation to just disappear, you know, or for you to rub someone the wrong way. I think another example comes to mind is like understanding like people's traditions and respecting them, right? Like regardless of whether you agree or disagree on something, that's a moment where you practice discipline, right? you're putting your own personal feelings aside in order to honor or respect the person that you're working with or interacting with, right?
Yeah.
Like, from a cultural standpoint, there's plenty of things that are, you know, like, let's say, like, you're of a culture that, like, practices a certain holiday or something, right? And just because I don't celebrate that holiday, or I don't understand it, or I don't know about it, doesn't mean that I shouldn't provide you with the most basic respect about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a discipline as well, right? You don't make fun of things you don't know, you don't bring your opinion into a subject matter that's not yours to talk about, right? Those are all great examples of moments to practice discipline, and like Ben said, does wonders for your reputation.
I mean, I think I would encourage our listeners to start with the small things, and build up that, I guess almost like a habit of discipline with little things. And then you can start applying that to bigger areas of your life.
Yeah. Like, I think I started off this episode by describing like a whole different area of discipline for what it is, still defining it. But if you bring discipline into the happiness hustle, could be something as small as, well, what time are you going to wake up during the day?
Yeah. Right?
Can't possibly wake up whenever you want, or if you can, that means you're really succeeding in your happiness hustle. But in a lot of these instances, it means you're not. So like having the discipline to wake up every morning an hour before you have to go to work, so you can get everything done in time, so you can prep, mm-hmm. so you can shower, you know, brush your teeth or whatever, have a good breakfast and leave. That's discipline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Snacking. Knowing when to stop snacking or not to snack, or make healthier choices for yourself. Also another example of discipline. What else? Our upcoming sort of health series, maintaining our workout schedules. That's a discipline, right? That's many disciplines in one. That's keeping a promise to each other, right? Keeping each other accountable and keeping yourself accountable, right? So
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways to practice discipline. Even in the smallest things that occur in our lives, it's not just towards each other. It's towards yourself as well, especially, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that without discipline, you cannot accomplish things.
I would argue that as well.
Yeah.
Even if it's like mild discipline, you have to have some level of being diligent to get things done.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you think it's possible to be too disciplined?
Too disciplined? Yes. Yes, I think so.
Do tell.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Uncompromising comes to mind, right? Like, let's say you set out a goal to focus only on work, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, what if your coworkers want to go out and have lunch? Do you reject them just because, you know, you're all about the work? If they come back a half hour late, then you imagine, do you get upset at them? Do you never speak to them again? I think if those are the couple of things that come up, you know, or like when, you know, you have a family, obviously, you know, your wife, your children, you know, come first. Just because you're disciplined and like, okay, well, I need to go to bed at an X amount of time in order to like feel really rested tomorrow morning. Well, what if your kid has like a nightmare? You know, are you disciplined to the point where you just ignore it and go to sleep? You know, like, yeah, I mean, like,
yeah,
yeah, in these kind of things, you know, I don't think you need to be that, you know, like disciplined to that degree, to the point where you're uncompromising, right? I think when you have certain things going on in your life, other priorities that you're balancing, it's important to know how to kind of like balance those other things amongst what you want to be disciplined in.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's interesting. That almost sounds like someone who's too stubborn.
Yeah. I think, you know, like I said, discipline is one of those things where you can fall off a cliff real quick. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's many bottoms of the clip that you can fall into. One of them is, you know, it's being stubborn. If you're too disciplined, you could be seen as being too stubborn.
At that point, it's not even necessarily discipline, though. You're just refusing to budge.
Well, I guess that's where the delusion comes in at a certain point, yeah, right? For people that are like, you could argue that you are just that disciplined. You're disciplined to a point where you will let nothing distract you from your goal, right?
Right. Well, I think that brings up my other thought is having a good purpose behind the things you're disciplined about.
Yeah.
If it's between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., I'm only working. I'm not going to go out to lunch. Just purely because it's between those hours, then that's kind of lame, you know? But if you're like, hey, sorry, guys, I've got this project that I'm working on, and for the next couple months, I'm not doing work lunches because I'm trying to get this thing done. You know, like, then that's completely different. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh, wow, like, absolutely, I'll let you keep working. Looking forward to it in a couple months when that wraps up so we can go grab lunch again. Versus the first guy, it's like, I don't think I want to get lunch with him.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, exactly.
It's like, he's just kind of being stubborn and a jerk, and why would I want to get lunch? So I think that's an important distinction, is having a purpose and a goal behind that discipline to make it valuable.
Yeah, it definitely comes down to how you present yourself as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be the most disciplined person, and you can be thoughtful about it, and people will understand, you know, versus you just not sharing anything and purely focusing on being disciplined. You're right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Too disciplined. So I guess kind of the flip side of that, it's possible to be too disciplined. What are some areas where maybe discipline is not necessary, or where you can kind of relax a little bit?
Vacation. Yep.
Vacation. That's a great one. Yep. Yeah.
Vacation. Better than relax. God. folding blankets and stuff on your vacation. Jesus, just let it go. Let it go.
No. I'm gonna have to practice that here pretty soon. Because I'm not.
See, that's an example of bringing your discipline into, you know, somewhere where you don't necessarily need to be that disciplined, right? You know, you're thinking about like that go-getter attitude of like, I can get things done, right? Even on your breaks, you're like, and you mow the lawn, fix the fence, do this, do that. All you're doing is creating a list of tasks for yourself, like in all aspects of your life, right? So like understanding that there's seasons of things, and one of the seasons is vacation.
Yeah. Right?
When you're on vacation, let it go.
Yeah, that's really great. I mean, I think there's some things that you might want to continue depending on the situation. You know, like maybe you're on vacation, but you still want to work out. So you're not going to get up as early because you don't have to work, but you still want to get in your exercise routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's important to be thoughtful about that and decide which things are worth still being disciplined about during a season like that.
Yeah, no, very true. Yeah, like when I went to Hawaii a couple of years ago with my friends, one of my buddies, like, who had a very strict workout regimen like that, you know, he wanted to wake up at like 7 in the morning and go hit the gym for 2 hours. We're like, are you out of your mind? Like, we don't mind waking up, going to work out, going for a swim or something, but why on earth would you bring your workout schedule into vacation?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's like, gotta know when to relax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So
I think the other aspect of this is flexibility. So discipline is good. It is a valuable skill, but there are also times when you need to be flexible.
Yeah, certain situations, I mean, things that come up, you gotta roll with the punches. Right.
Yeah, you know, something like if there's an emergency and you know, you have to miss your workout for the day, We'll just roll with the workout theme. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just work out the next day.
And don't beat others and, about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, stuff is going to come up. Life happens. You know, we've talked about time blocking on the calendar. That's going to, you got to continually update that thing because it's never going to be a predictable pattern every single day. There's always going to be little stuff that life throws at you. So the ability to be flexible, I think, within and around that discipline is really valuable as well. Knowing when to say it's okay that I'm not going to get XYZ done. I'll pick up back up tomorrow and carry on with that discipline. But right now I'm making an exception, and making that a conscious thing, I think, is important too. It's not definitely just like willy nilly throwing stuff out the window. It's like, I'm going to choose to not do this today because this other thing is more important, or what have you.
Yeah, we're human beings. It's good to be flexible, right? I think it's totally fine, and it's respectable if you have the ability to dedicate yourself to like a single thing, such as discipline or whatever, right? But if you don't have that flexibility, if you aren't human about it, right? It turns into more of an eyesore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Broad ranging topic. Yeah. But talking, okay, let's wrap up with this idea then. Discipline in the new year, right? I would personally recommend, don't be one of those people that just create goals for yourself just to break them or forget about them, right? I think we hinted at this many times, and Ben has brought this up as well, specifically about New Year's resolutions. But, you know, it's a new year. It's not a new you, necessarily, right? And to kind of, like, go along with that theme, it's an opportunity for you to stick with your promises. It's an opportunity for you to make better, more precise goals. It's an opportunity for you to fail, but it's also an opportunity for you to succeed. And that's when discipline really, really comes into the picture, right? Discipline is that fine line, potentially, between you and failure, you know? But if you don't mix human emotions and things like that into it, if you are uncompromising, unyielding, yeah, you might be able to accomplish your goals, but you might burn a lot of bridges along the way. And I've already said burning bridges is one of my favorite episodes, but in this context, it's not, right? There's no sense in running over people and relationships and the good things you have going in your life for the sake of being far too disciplined, right? Disciplined people are usually solo. They're usually by themselves. Mm. They're on an island because they see themselves and they see their goal and they see the path towards that. They very rarely see anything else. So keeping that in mind, if you don't want to be so harsh, right, you got to keep in mind that there's more things in life than just you and your goals. You know, there's the people you have, there's the relationships, there's the other interests, there's the hobbies. You know, we talk about bringing a rhythm to our life, right? Too much in one direction or another may make you and many people very unhappy, right? Not knowing when to say no, knowing, you know, saying yes far too much, saying yes in the right scenarios, you know, bringing that balance to your life so you can hustle and play. You know, this is what we're all about, right? So this year, we encourage everyone out there to practice discipline in your life, because discipline, when practiced correctly, you know, in the right doses, can bring a lot of right into your life, you know? Fix a lot of problems. And if anyone has problems with discipline or problems practicing it, or, you know, they don't know how far to go or not to go, or if you just want to talk about how to practice it, you know, feel free to reach out to us at the Happiness Hustle, because that's what we're here for. You know, we're building Absolutely. A community, and we're here to help. We're here to listen to your stories, right? Definitely come to us if you have any sort of discipline related topics that you would like to talk about as well.
Hit us up on our website, happinesshustle.studio. You can leave us a voice message there. We'll listen to those and feature them on the show. Or you can message us on Instagram at Happiness Hustle Podcast. We can connect that way. So we'd love to hear from you and your thoughts on discipline. I think that's all we got. So we're going to wrap it up for the first episode in 2022.
Stay tuned.
Oh, we've got more coming. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. This is just the beginning. We're just getting rolling in the new year. So stay tuned for our new health series coming out soon. And follow us on Instagram for some like real-time updates on that before the episodes come out. So we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Willy-nilly.